Tonight on Life on the Rock, we have Giovanni Cairo. I'll give a reflection and much more. Welcome to Life on the Rock. Tonight, our guest is Giovanni Cairo. He plays Thaddeus, or St. Jude, in The Chosen, and Brother John interviewed him at the SEEK Conference in Salt Lake City. We're now going to give a reflection from Salt Lake City. Being out in the beauty of nature, seeing like maybe a beautiful mountain like the one behind me, has a way of humbling us, doesn't it? It gives us a sense of awe, that we see something, in a sense, greater than us. Something so striking and beautiful. I didn't make that. So often we live in a world of our own making. We're in buildings and houses and virtual realities. We're in front of screens a lot. Around stuff that man has made. Come on, nature. We see God made this. No man made this. And I think it humbles us. It gives us perspective. It leads us to submit to the majesty, the awesomeness, the power, the infinite, the eternalness of God. Something greater than myself. That's kind of the beginning of sanity, isn't it? It's certainly the beginning of sanctity, that I can ask God for help. I can have a relationship with Him. I can let Him lead me, not me calling the shots, not me controlling things all the time. But helps me to surrender, to submit to His will.
Giovanni, welcome to Life on the Rock.
Brother John, thank you so much for having me.
And also welcome to the SEEK Conference 2025.
It's so incredible. It's my first time here.
Great. What's the experience been like so far?
It's so eye-opening in the best way possible. Mm-hmm. Before I walked in, I didn't know it was 18,000 people here and 10,000 of them students. So that's what really stood out to me, like in the beginning, is just seeing like the younger generation, like really sharing their faith and experiencing this weekend with everybody. It's such a great feeling.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show. You've been doing a lot of interesting work. I know a lot of our viewers are probably familiar with the show, The Chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very involved with the show, not just in any way, but you're one of the actors of the apostles. Can you tell us who you are?
Yeah,
in the show.
Of course. I play Thaddeus, also known as St. Jude. And it's been one of the greatest experiences of my mm-hmm. life, for not only from a career standpoint, but from my faith as well. And I feel so blessed to be a part of what Dallas and his team has created.
Yeah.
And it's impacting so many lives. So
yeah,
it's so much fun.
The Chosen, it's told a little bit different. It's all based on that gospel, mm-hmm. but there's a unique approach to it. Because there's a little bit of a nuance there of just kind of exploring, you know, in a very creative way, I think, you know, the lives of the apostles. And so what is that role of playing, you know, St. Jude been like for your Thaddeus?
It's been so great. You know, one of the big things that stood out to me before even getting involved was the writing. Mm. Our writers, Dallas, Tyler, and Ryan, do such a great job, you know, fleshing out these characters to make them relatable. And I think for anybody watching, they can see, you know, mirrors of themselves.
Right.
So that really stuck out to me. And I knew very, very quickly that Thaddeus, you know, he's a peacemaker. He's has a heart on his sleeve. Mm-hmm. And just what he really wants to do is make people feel seen in the most positive way possible. So that really stuck out to me. And it's really just a blessing to be able to bring him to life. Because, you know, kind of like you were saying, it's you don't always see the perspective from the disciples when it's depicted in media or film or TV. So it's been really cool because these are people who walked like we do. So it's great to see how everybody's different personalities kind of shine through and how we can see pieces of ourselves in The Chosen. You know?
Well, back us up a little bit and walk us through, how did you come into the role with The Chosen of playing St. Jude? Where did all that begin? Where did your acting career start?
You know what? I studied at Michigan State University. Okay. That's where I'm from, Michigan, Midwest. and then moving out to LA after I graduated. But I was at a point in my life, I grew up Catholic, mm-hmm. but it always seemed like that was just something you did, like growing up.
Right,
I never really considered myself to have a relationship with my faith or Christ. And it was a few years in LA and, you know, just really missing family back home. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I don't know exactly what sparked it, but I wanted to dive back into my faith.
Mm.
And I just felt really lost in my life
yeah.
and not having a sense of purpose.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people can relate to that. But I remember it was in 2018, in the beginning of the year, and I kind of wanted to take a break from the film industry and just go back home. And my friend who was involved in nonprofit work, she was saying, why don't you just take some time off and like come work with us? It's all about giving back. It's taking the focus off yourself and just focusing on others who are mm-hmm. in need. And I was resistant at first because I just wanted my career. It's all I wanted. And she was like, I promise you it'll be worth it. So hesitantly, I still didn't want to do it, but I agreed to for a few months. And we gave back to homeless shelters. We, you know, set up charity organizations for nonprofits, and it was great. And a little side thing in this program is you got to focus on different areas of your life. And for me, it was I wanted to get closer to my faith. Whatever that meant, I just wanted to get closer. Mm-hmm. And for my career, at some point, I wanted to book my first series.
Yeah.
And I started reading the Bible every day, talking to God every day. Didn't know how to exactly.
Right, right.
I did the best I can, but I thought there was a certain way to do it. But what was crazy is a few weeks before this program ended is when the first audition of The Chosen came. And I didn't know what it was. Said a low-budget project. Auditioned for the role of Simon. And I had no one to help me for the audition, mm-hmm. so I just recorded the other, you know, characters' lines
yeah.
pretty much off camera. And then a few weeks later, got an audition for the role of Andrew.
Okay.
And couldn't make the call back. It was in Dallas. But Dallas and his team so graciously in casting let me, you know, send in another tape and did a Skype with Dallas soon after that. He said, we want to offer you the role of Thaddeus. And at the time, I was like, I don't know if, like, I didn't know Thaddeus. So I was like, no. I don't know if you can make up a disciple, Dallas. I don't know if that's like, I don't know if that's, people are going to be hip to that.
Yeah.
But soon after doing my research, you know, and learning who Thaddeus was as St. Jude as well, it's the best experience of my life. And I don't think that's just coincidence.
Yeah.
I think when there's a point of surrender. When it comes to these types of things, and when you surrender it all and you don't know where to go, he definitely led me in this direction, and I can't imagine my life without it.
I think, yeah, there's just that we have just being open to God. You know, a lot of times we do set our sights on something that we may treasure or something. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if your experience in LA or something, if you became disillusioned or just wasn't fulfilling or.
Yeah, you know. Brother John,
a lot of people would think, well,
yeah,
under the lights, the you know, the big city and all that.
I think a lot of that we get very attracted to these materialistic things mm-hmm. a lot in life, and that's happened. And I'm not perfect by any means.
Right.
I still do every once in a while, but my faith is what grounds me.
Yeah.
And what I thought I wanted isn't truly what like
right.
my heart wanted, because at first it's like, oh, you want to be on a TV show or you want, you know. The lights shining on you, and pretty soon after you get that, it's just that's all it is.
Yeah.
And as actors too, you know, you just want to sometimes be a part of something bigger than yourself.
Yeah.
And you don't always get that chance, and that's what The Chosen does so well is it's pulling people together from so many different areas across the world, not only the States. You know, we get people from. The Philippines, Italy, Brazil,
wow.
you know, yeah. so many different parts of the world that are seeing themselves in these characters. And it's really been, and it tackles such real issues too. So it's given me the biggest gift.
So it's really an international production.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible.
With everybody, you know, wanting to pitch in and help and
yeah.
have a role to play or some part behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I think it's teaching people that we're a lot more similar than we are different.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, and when you do surrender,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to your faith and you surrender to God, you know, that's where incredible things can take place.
Yeah. Well, we got to go to a quick break, but whenever we get back, let's get into more of the behind the scenes with The Chosen.
Sounds great.
Giovanni, where is The Chosen? Where is that actually filmed and located?
So we film a lot of our home bases in Midlothian, Texas, right outside of Dallas. Okay. And we also do some work in Goshen, Utah, too.
Okay.
So every year we switch back and forth between the two. And it's, yeah, such beautiful sets they have.
That's really cool. And here we are in Utah.
Yeah.
So kind of return to another home base
for you. I'm feeling it already. I kind of want to put the first century attire back on right now. Yeah.
And what is it like to work on a religious set or a faith-based set compared to maybe something more secular?
It means so, I think it means differently to certain people. For me, it's because I think I was searching for it.
Okay.
It means a little bit more to me. What's crazy, because it's not just a career thing for me. It matters. You know, I try to anchor my life with Christ. So for me, it's meant a lot, and for my family too, it's enriched their faith in ways that I don't think they thought was possible. It actually brought me and my girlfriend together as well. You know,
really?
she actually watched the show as well, and she was going at a time in her life where, personally, she was going through certain things that she wasn't confident about, and we kind of met each other in that same realm.
Okay.
So. Yeah, it just means a lot to me to see people grow in their faith and to be a part of something way bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how is really working with The Chosen, because it's based on the gospel, when you read the gospel now, how do you enter into that?
When I'm reading the different books, you know, I'm picturing my castmates. But, you know, I think in the beginning, because I grew up Catholic, so I did my first communion, my confirmation, and I, you know, went to catechism growing up. That was a big part of my life. But I never felt like a personal connection like I do now.
Yeah.
And it didn't hit me until being part of the show and going through these stories. Nick Shakur, who plays Zebedee, the father of the Sons of Thunder,
Zebedee,
yes, he told me something in season one. He just made a note as we were looking at the sets in our wardrobe, and he's like, it's like we're living in these times. And it genuinely still feels that way.
Yeah.
You know, years later, it still feels that way. So when I'm reading, you know, whether it's a passage or anything from scripture, it's more of an acknowledgement knowing that these people are real.
Yeah.
And they're people that had, you know, they went through obstacles like we do today.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not verbatim for anybody who's seen the show. I think anybody can relate to, you know, losing a loved one and knowing what that feels like, or, you know, being so financially burdened that they don't know what to do, or, you know, losing a child, you know, that some of these characters go through the seasons. So when I'm reading them, it's just also acknowledging that these are real people.
Yeah.
And we do face that. You know, we laugh, we cry, we experience feelings of love that we can share with one another.
Right.
It's so much more deeper.
And I always think, you know, whenever watching The Chosen, the way Jesus is depicted is very interesting because he's very approachable. A lot of times there's the divine side to Christ of how we know him, but also just to reflect on his humanity. Christ as a man, you know, that he lived among the apostles and everything. And I think that would be interesting to work on a set that really, really is drawing you into living the gospel. And, you know, in a theatrical way, but in a very spiritual way. So how has it maybe changed your relationship with Christ just working on this show?
It changes it in such an incredible way. Because I think also growing up, you know, for me at least, I always saw Jesus as kind of like the divine side, like you're mm-hmm. picturing, brother, like you, like you've just expressed. And I've always kind of looked at him like on this pedestal that I'm not sure I can, you know, touch right. or kind yeah. of relate to, you know, and I think a lot of people yeah. think that as well. But what's so cool about what our writers have done and what I experience when I, you know, think of Jesus or talk to him or pray to him is I think of him as like a father figure. I think of him as someone who would, you know, in the flesh, in person, you know, crack jokes with his disciples. You saw, like, if you watch, like, there's the wedding at Cana that we watch in The Chosen. You know, he's cracking jokes with his disciples. You know, there's loving moments that he has. You know, when his friends are going through pain, he's going through pain. So how I relate to him now when I'm either, you know, reading scripture or just talking to him, it's like talking to a friend.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the friend I want to be for people in my life. So if anything, I don't just look to him as someone like, oh, like when something's going wrong in my life, I go to him. No, like I want to talk to him on my best days. I want to talk to him on my good days.
Wow.
And I think they always say too, you want to follow Jesus's humility,
right?
We follow his humility. And if we can be that for other people, whether it be family or friends, you know, something Thaddeus too has been depicted in the show is like he always wants to make people feel seen. And he's kind of like the friend that I kind of wish I had growing up. So I think if we could all be that for each other, that's what I think of when I think of when I'm talking to him each and every day.
Maybe just quickly, is there any episode in particular that impacted you the most?
Oh yeah, there's so many moments, but in season two, I believe it might have been episode two. Don't quote me on that, or I don't want to get fired for misquoting that. but it's Nathaniel, who's played by Austin Reed Allman so beautifully. He has a moment to where his whole life he has worked to be an architect. He's worked his entire life and thought this is what God wanted him to do, and then his dreams crash down in a pretty horrific way, and he's under the fig tree and he's screaming out to God, like, "Do you see me? Do you see me? This is for you. And how could you let something like that happen?" And that really hit me emotionally because I think we all have moments in those lives. I know I have, whether it be a failed relationship or a failed something with my career where I wanted it to go a certain way and it didn't.
Yeah.
And we all have those moments where we think like, "God, this is what you've put into my heart. Why are you allowing it to happen this way? I feel like I'm doing everything right." And it just for whatever reason doesn't. And then for Jesus at the end of the episode to meet Nathaniel for the first time and says, "When you were under the fig tree, I did not turn my back on you. Like, I see you." And that always sticks with me because it's no matter what we're going through, what it comes down to is surrendering fully. And there's always resistance at first, but if you can fully trust and know his love for you is there, you know, the people around you that love you is there.
Yeah.
You can do that and you can surrender and better things are planned. No matter what you're going through, that always sticks with me.
Wow. Well, Giovanni, thank you for being on Life on the Rock. And
thank you, Brother John.
Why did we just need to tune into The Chosen?
You got to tune into The Chosen. So. It's on Amazon and CW, and we're dropping season 5 March 27th
Great.
As well.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed some aspects of The Chosen very much, and that cinematic representation of the gospel is important. You know, John Paul II, in his letter to artists, he would talk about how the gospel needs art. It needs to be expressed in art, that this beauty is a powerful aspect of evangelization. And to show a beautiful film about the life of Christ can fire up our intuition, John Paul II would say. He said that the world of the spirit, of the invisible, of God, must therefore be translated into meaningful terms. That which is in itself ineffable, it's unexpressible. Art has a unique capacity to take one or other facet of the message and translate it into colors, shapes, and sounds which nourish the intuition of those who look or listen. thought that was a great way to put it. It fires up our imagination, our intuition. It's expressing these mysteries of our faith in a way that maybe strikes us in a new way. I love the way Jonathan Rumley plays Jesus. You know, it's like a friend you'd want to get to know. There's always in those episodes, there's something that really captures me. It might be Mary Magdalene looking into the tomb of Lazarus. That was so powerful. Or the exorcism of Mary Magdalene. That was one of the most powerful scenes, I think, in the series. So art is vital. It's vital to express the gospel in various forms of art. So we should support it and enjoy it ourselves. You'll let it nourish our faith. May our Heavenly Father shine His face upon you. May He give you His peace. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next week on Life on the Rock.
What do you want me to be? Said I'm ready.